المراجع الثاني للدول الأطراف في اتفاقية حظر.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. We'd like to congratulate you on assuming your post at this second review conference. And we would like to thank the Secretariat and the ISU and the rapporteur for his efforts. The use on a large scale of cluster munitions in Iraq was the resulted in a number of phenomena and had an impact on economic and social development efforts. And it had a deleterious effects on development efforts and the reconstruction efforts. Mr. Vice President, we're continuing our efforts in collaboration with national and international partners in the area of monitoring, and we have found new areas that are contaminated or following our studies last year. The area is 173 square kilometers, and we were able to recover a number of some land of about 29.8 square kilometers. They have been cleared. We have also been able to carry out demining activities covering 62.9 square kilometers. We had 118 incidents involving children and women over the course of the last 5 years as a result of the use of cluster munitions. The number of beneficiaries of awareness programs reached 380,158 individuals, and we have also set up a number of signs together with the ICRC and the NPA. We also have a team made up of members of the department responsible for neutralizing explosives and munitions and the Department of Mine Clearance Activities. Since 2018, we have this joint team. We've been able to neutralize over 18,000 munitions of this type. We'd like to recall that we have had a slowdown in our demining activities over the course of the last few years, and this for a number of reasons. First of all, the surface area of the areas that need to be cleared, and then the reduced role of the Ministry of Defense, which is concentrating currently on demining activities in the territories that have been cleared recently, were recovered by the Iraqi government. This is a priority to be able to favor the return of displaced persons to continue the reconstruction activities in those areas. So they're priority areas. Thirdly, Iraq does not have accurate maps for the areas, and this has an effect on planning and operations. Next, we have a limited number of experts in the area, experts in neutralizing these types of weapons. Finally, natural phenomena, weather phenomena make it possible, allow these bombs to actually move from one area to another as a result of erosion factors, and when there are floods and when there's heavy rainfall. The end of the time period allowed for Iraq to be compliant with Article 4 is imminent, because we're talking about 2023 as a deadline, and we think it will be difficult for us to meet our commitments before that date, and that is because of the surface area of areas that have been affected by cluster munitions in Iraq. We intend to introduce a request for an extension of this deadline next year. By way of a conclusion, we'd like to say that assistance really is required, assistance by the international community, and we thank all of the donors and we thank all of the international organizations, civil society organizations, for their assistance to my country in the area of